At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I want to talk about Jamie Lee Curtis, one of my favorite actresses from Hollywood. Who can forget Fish Called Wanda and True Lies, right? Very iconic, very cute. Just love her acting. And this one particularly will be a case of career reinvention in terms of courage and evolution. If you follow through this podcast, you will see what I mean. Her career went through reinvention of number of times. First, she started with horror icon phase. Okay, she went through Rahu Chitra, Mars Kritika and Scorpio cluster. Physical intensity, emotional depth and fearlessness. Then she switched over to comedy and versatile phase. Jyeshtha, Mercury, Revati, Moon. This was about wit, timing and expressiveness. Like Fish Called Wanda. Like True Lies. Then she went into sobriety, writing and activism. Revati, Moon, Ketu and Saturn in Mula. Truth-telling, introspection and emotional leadership. Later life, she went into mastery and recognition. Jupiter in Vishakha. Awards, reinvention, maturity and elderly authority. So she's like couple of births and rebirths through the career. That's the promise of Mula, Vishakha, Revati and Scorpio combined. So all of you who are looking for reinvention of your career in different types, take this as a classical case study. You are not stuck with one thing or one thing to do. Human beings are very, very versatile. After all, you have all 27 nakshatras, all planets and points in every chart, isn't it? It just depends upon your focal point, what you are planning to do. The success of it, however, depends upon timing of the transits. This is as simplistic as I can get. So let us dive in and see this wonderful, beautiful actress, Jamie Lee Curtis, and what her chat brings about. Listen in.
Life, career, and relationships of Jamie Lee Curtis. A Vedic astrology case study. Jamie Lee Curtis's chart opens with Sagittarius rising in Mula, giving her that unmistakable mix of philosophical depth, emotional intensity, rebellion, and a lifelong relationship with truth. Mula natives are truth diggers. They uproot illusions, destroy superficial narratives, and reconstruct life from the core. In Curtis's case, this expresses as her uncompromising authenticity, her willingness to expose vulnerability, her evolution through pain, and her transformation into one of Hollywood's most respected, self-defined voices. Mula, Ketu-driven depth, detachment, pattern recognition, transformative instinct. Jupiter sits in Libra in Vishakha, a nakshatra of ambition, reinvention, and goal-driven transformation. Vishakha natives rise through intensity, milestones, and the courage to rebuild themselves repeatedly. This Jupiter gave her the long arc endurance of a survivor, the discipline behind her sobriety, the philosophical backbone of her public honesty, and the internal fire that allowed her to move from horror icon to award-winning dramatic actress. Vishakha's focus on achievement also explains the fierce work ethic underneath her seemingly fearless persona. Her moon and Ketu in Revati, Pisces, add tenderness, imagination, gentleness, emotional vulnerability, and the need for escape, a signature often linked to both artistic brilliance and early life overwhelm. Revati natives feel everything deeply and often retreat into fantasy or introspection when reality becomes too heavy. This perfectly mirrors Curtis's early struggles with belonging, emotional instability, and later addiction, and equally mirrors her eventual transformation into a compassionate advocate, writer, and mentor figure. Revati, nurturing, spiritual, emotionally porous, imaginative. Her sun, Venus, a Scorpio, with Mercury in Jyeshtha and sun, Venus in Anuradha, gave her the emotional intensity, raw magnetism, depth, and psychological complexity that defined her on-screen presence and off-screen evolution. Anuradha adds loyalty, devotion, emotional endurance, and humanitarian instinct. Jyeshtha adds authority, perceptiveness, internal insecurity, and the lifelong pressure to prove oneself. Combined, this is the archetype of a person who feels deeply, bonds intensely, and transforms repeatedly. Her Mars in Aries, Kritika 1, gave her physical courage, boldness, sharp reflexes, and that unmistakable kinetic presence that made her an action horror legend. Mars in its own sign, in a sun-ruled nakshatra, is fearless, decisive, and fiery, exactly the energy visible in her breakout role in Halloween and later in True Lies. Kritika, cutting power, transformation through fire, bold movement. Her Rahu in Virgo, Chitra 2, amplify charisma, aesthetic force, and reinvention potential. Chitra Rahu gives a crafted image, the ability to stand out visually, and a talent for shaping one's own narrative. This is why Curtis has been able to continually redefine how she looks, moves, performs, and presents herself across decades. All these elements combine into a life path shaped by transformation, intensity, emotional honesty, reinvention, and a profound philosophical undercurrent. Linguistic intelligence, the voice of honesty and recovery. With Mercury and Jyeshtha, Curtis's communication is sharp, direct, psychologically layered, and fearless. Jyeshtha gives the authoritative, truth-exposing tone. Scorpio supplies emotional depth. Mars, as dispositor, adds boldness. Linguistic patterns, Mercury plus Scorpio's Mars influence. In real life, this appears as her blunt, unfiltered story, why to articulate trauma and transformation. Her intelligent humor, her best-selling children's books, her raw honesty about addiction and recovery, her clear, emotionally resonant interviews. She speaks like someone who has confronted her own depths, because she has. Visual spatial intelligence. The cinematic body, mind Chitra Rahu, Scorpio planets, Mars and Aries produce strong visual spatial intelligence, specifically in cinematic movement. This is not artistic visual intelligence. It is screen-oriented physical mapping. Curtis expresses this through iconic silhouette acting, especially in horror at Made Halloween Legendary, the precision and agility in True Lies, the expressive body language that defines her comedy, her ability to transform visually from role to role. Her image has repeatedly reinvented Hollywood archetypes, from ingenue to action heroine to comedic genius to philosophical elder. Nashar, logical mathematical intelligence, the strategist and survivor. Curtis's logical intelligence is shaped by the Mars Ketu Saturn triad described in your intelligence files. Mars in Aries plus Saturn and Mula plus Ketu influence equals elite strategic thinking. This shows in her disciplined approach to sobriety, her ability to analyze her own behavior, on from typecast actress to respected figure, her clarity in decision-making about roles, her precise comedic timing, her understanding of industry systems and how to navigate them. She survived Hollywood not through emotional adaptation, but through strategic analysis, pattern recognition, and calculated transformation. Musical intelligence, emotional rhythm over melody moon in Ravati, plus Venus in Anuradha, give her a subtle but real musical intelligence rooted in rhythm and emotional phrasing, not vocal or instrumental talent. Moon-Venus combinations are classically musical. This explains her excellent comedic timing, her rhythmic delivery of dialogue, her fluid, emotionally tuned perforive voice work and narration. Her performances feel musical, even without music. Interpersonal intelligence. Selective but profound Curtis's interpersonal intelligence is powerful, but not universal. This aligns with the Mercury-Moon-Rahu dynamics described in your files. She connects deeply when loyalty is present, Anuradha. Emotional truth is honored, Scorpio. Safety is established, Ravati. But she, fame-driven relationships, or emotional chaos. Her friendships are long-term, meaningful, and built on trust. Her industry relationships reflect selective loyalty, rather than broad social engagement. This is why she can command a room, win over audiences, and maintain decades-long collaborations, yet remain intensely private in her inner emotional world. Intrapersonal intelligence, her deepest internal asset. Moon plus Ketu in Ravati, Scorpio stellium, and Saturn in Mula create extraordinarily high intrapersonal intelligence. Deep introspection, emotional processing, self-awareness, transformation. This is the intelligence behind her recovery from addiction, her ability to self-diagnose emotional patterns, her reflections on beauty, aging, and authenticity for vulnerability and truth, her evolution from insecurity to emotional sovereignty. She does not simply perform growth. She lives it internally. Haha, existential intelligence, the philosopher behind the actress. With Ketu influence everywhere, Mula ascendant, Ravati moon Ketu conjunction, Scorpio's depth, and Jupiter in Vishaka, Curtis has a highly developed existential intelligence. This mirrors the Jupiter Ketu existential profile described in your files. She expresses this through her reflections on mortality, trauma, and healing, her devotion to truth and dismantling illusions, her philosophical approach to recovery, her will arcness as a path to light, her spiritual independence and moral clarity. Existential intelligence forms the backbone of her public authenticity. Naturalist intelligence, emotional attunement through environment. Munkidu plus Pisces influence gives Curtis a naturalist intelligence expressed through sensitivity to environments, emotional grounding through nature, preference for quiet, healing spaces, symbolic interpretation of natural metaphors. This intelligence is subtle but deeply supportive. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence, the action star within Mars and Aries Kritika, supported by Rahu and Mercury, gives Curtis exceptional kinesthetic intelligence. Precision, reflex, expressias is the foundation of her legendary action sequences, her powerful horror movie physical acting, her body-driven comedic performances, her controlled, expressive posture and movement on screen. Her body has Awa Arpa's storytelling tools. / relationships, the Scorpio heart and the Ravati soul. Jamie Lee Curtis loves intensely, loyally, and selectively. Scorpio, Sun, Venus, Mercury brings deep emotional bonding, sexual intensity, fierce loyalty, protectiveness, emotional extremes. Ravati Moon Ketu brings vulnerability, sensitivity, need for emotional sanctuary, internal romantic idealism, potential for early emotional wounds. Mula Ascendant adds skepticism, need for authenticity, inability to tolerate deceit, karmic transformation through relationships. Her marriage to Christopher Guest reflects the stabilizing presence Mula individuals seek, emotional grounding, loyalty, and sincerity. She thrives in relationships where emotional truth is central and pretense is absent. Career, reinvention, courage, and evolution. Curtis's career is a perfect mirror of her chart's transformational architecture. Horror icon phase, Rahu Chitra, Mars Kritika, Scorpio cluster. Physical intensity, emotional depth, fearlessness. Comedy and versatility phase, Yeshta Mercury's Ravati Moon, wit, timing, expressiveness. Sobriety, writing, activism, Ravati Moon, Ketu, Saturn, and Mula. Truth-telling, introspection, emotional leadership. Late life mastery and recognition, Jupiter and Vishaka. Awards, reinvention, maturity, elder authority. Her life is a series of phoenix-like rebirths, the exact promise of Mula, Vishaka, Ravati, and Scorpio combined.